You are about to embark on a journey of sound and humor, a quiz show like no other, a step beyond the capabilities of what we understand, entertainment on a level unmatched by others, a cast of many, a talent of few. Sit back and enjoy as this is the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Don't be an idiot. Listen to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I like two things, building a wall and listening to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, whatever the hell that is.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is remarkable. The best thing on this planet.
Hi, it's Elton. I love a good man. As you all know, they don't get any better than Retro Mike Kennedy. He seems to me he's loved his life like a candle in the wind.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. It drives me gaga.
Hi, it's The Rock. The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is my favorite show, and Retro Mike Kennedy is my hero.
Get the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show out of your goddamn mouth.
I hereby declare the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show open.
Straight from the nursing home, it's Jenny Wenning. He's so young, he's basically a fetus. It's little baby Luke. He's here because we have his passport. It's Adrian. He's finished his community service, so has nothing to do. It's Joe.
Okay, welcome to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show After Show Show. So, yes, the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show After Show Show. Jen's just had a shot of something, so...
So she looks ruined!
I think it's as big as adrenaline to keep her going.
That's bad!
Can your nurse leave us now and stop injecting you?
It's cleaning!
When was the last time you put something in your mouth and it was burning?
So this is a show that's not a show. So it's an after show show show, but the after show 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 is just a way of Retro Mike Kennedy actually doing a bit of a summary of what's gone on in the season, and also to give back to each and every one of you for taking part as well. So, Jenny, you've appeared in every single one of the episodes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And so have yourself, Joe.
Mm.
Adrian has appeared in. How many
every yellow
how
pages
many,
in the
How
area.
Many do you think you've appeared in? Out of 14 episodes, how many?
So I think so, 60%.
60%? We've got a mathematics thing.
Work that out, Adrian, in maths.
So I'm going to give you the chance to start
So out of 14,
count.
How many?
That's definitely like 7, 8. 8.
So 9.
Episodes. Oh.
Just for the reference, 8.4 is 60%, Adrian. So you were close.
So 9.
Thank you, Joe.
So 9 for Luke, though. Luke's appeared in 9 episodes.
Woo!
Yeah, you've missed it. You didn't come to Manchester, Leeds or Bristol. Adrian didn't come to Leeds, Wales, Sheffield, Derby or Essex.
He's too busy having
fun. Tamika she's done 6 episodes out of 14. Manny the Monk did 1. And Simon has died.
So, oh, wow. Goodness gracious me.
So I'm going to ask you some questions, okay? And I just want you to try and come up with the answer. How many times in them 14 episodes have we played Bowie or Noe?
Ooh. I'm going to guess 3.
Jen's
got 2 fingers. Is that a number or is that a request?
I would say 3.
Well, I was going to say 3, but Adrian's perpetually wrong, so I'm going to say 2.
Thank you.
We've only played it once, and we played it in the first episode. We haven't played it since.
I swear we played it after that.
No.
Fake fans.
What about Busta Rhymes? How many times have we played Busta Rhymes?
Well, at least 4. Twice.
4. Got to be 4.
3 again.
I'm going to go...
3.
6.
3.
6 fingers for Jen.
3.
5.
Wow.
Yeah, it's 5 times. What about Diamond Geezer?
Which one was that?
Diamond Geezer is the one where we use Cockney rhyming slang, or we use local quips.
Oh, yeah.
Once.
You know, Yorkshireisms.
I'm going to say once.
One time.
Twice.
I think that's a once. I'm with Luke on this.
3 times. Yeah, 3
just
times.
Just shows how much I was asleep.
Exactly. You'd had too many of your Mogadons, Jen.
You was medicated. What about bigger, taller, smaller?
Oh, that's twice?
I'm going to say three.
Twice.
I would say
that's
four.
That's my game, I know.
Four
that's times. Twice. Hmm? That's two times.
It is twice.
Yeah!
It is, God, yes.
Look. Adrian's only been bigger twice.
Okay. And what about sausages?
Oh, that's
that's
five.
A staple. That's a staple. Six.
Six.
No.
I mean, I did gaze films, at the notes I songs, made. I reckon it must be
fans,
five. It's got to be five.
Children's films. Did we do Christmas film?
You want to say
TV
I'm
shows,
go with
we?
You.
Six?
It's five, Joe.
Five. Yeah. I would say five.
Believe
as well,
in yourself, Jen.
So,
believe in yourself, Jen.
What I'm going to do, what I'm going to do now, is I, before we go on to a little bit of discussion,
yeah,
I'm going to play for you. I'm going to play you
Shaving
a
Ryan's
song. That I've created for each and every one of you.
No! Oh.
So each of you have got your individual songs, okay, and I'm going to play... Who should I play first? Let's have a look. I think I'm going to play Jenny's.
Jenny sits alone on the bus. Smell gets a lot. People turn their noses up. She's had enough. Santa heard her crow, he's in a sleigh. He took flight, brought her something sweet, not just for Christmas night. Wee-wee pads, oh so handy. No more smell, no more worry. Santa's got a way to make her day. Pads that fit in a pocket, no more trouble to quit. Jenny smiles, no more frowns. With these pads, she's feeling down. Santa mows her needs in his back. He hides pads that work. No more worries, no more heights. On the bus ride home, she feels so grand. People smile, now her smell's no longer banned. She thanks Santa for this gift so fine. Keeps her clean, makes her shine. Wee-wee pads, oh so yassy. No more smell, no more worry. Santa's got a way to make her day. Pads that fit in her pocket, no more trouble to quit. Jenna's happy now, no more pain. With these pads, she's feeling grand. Santa's magic touch turns things around. Keeps her clean, keeps her sound.
So there we go, lovely. Jenny Wenny. That's
goodness
your
gracious.
Song.
Thank that, you.
That's how you keep clean.
That's thank it. You.
Santa bringing you wee wee pads.
Yeah. Oh, you. Feeling grand.
So, Jenny, as we're on the subject of yourself, I'd just like to ask you what your favourite moment of the 14 episodes that we've done was. Do you have a memorable?
It's very difficult to remember anything from the last 14 episodes.
That's because you are inebriated, Dallas.
I was woken up several times every episode.
You was, yes, indeed.
I think it was the episode where I didn't have to change my pants because I got a tenner lady on.
Oh, excellent. So,
other sanitary towels are available at every good supermarket.
Adrian.
Yes.
I have got something similar.
In the shadows of the city's night, Adrian wanders through the dim light. Secret corners where his heart takes flight. Each encounter a new delight. Through the stalls, the whispers blend. Voices soft, a fleeting friend. Moments flash like neon signs. Brief connections, pure and divine. In the bathroom, stories untold. Fleeting moments, bold and bold. Adrian dances with the night. Get every stall a brand new sight. Echoes of laughter, whispered dreams. In the darkness, we're just friends. Each encounter, a new adventure. In the bathroom, we find our better. On echo in the bathroom where he knows. Through the stalls, the city's pulse. Each solemn moment pure and true. In the bathroom where secrets hide. A tapestry of love wide and wide. In the bathroom stories untold, fleeting moments bold and bold. Adrian dances with the night, in every stall a brand new sight. Echoes of laughter, whispered dreams, in the darkness we're just friends. Each encounter a new adventure, in our bathroom we find our better.
Another chair here, it's more stable. So yeah, thank you guys to be part of this team. I really enjoyed working with you and making
and like he's accepting his Oscar on behalf of Hungary.
And thank you for your support as well.
No problem at all. Right, so you're listening to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show after show with myself, Retro Mike Kennedy, and we are celebrating the fact that we've done a successful 15 episode series of the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. And Luke.
Hello.
You've been amazing on the show. I think you've developed from a small boy to a medium boy.
Yeah. Actually.
So, yeah, you're getting there. And also as well, look at that. It's 5:30 at night and you're not in bed. That shows.
Sleepy, but I'm doing well.
Exactly, you're doing well. So I've created a song for you.
Okay,
this is your song. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. And it's from the heart, okay?
You've got Elton John.
I have in my basement. Here we go.
Kid, now he's grown, found his first pubic hair, no need to frown. Wacky warehouse, it's his new home, ball pit and fun, feeling like a grown-up now. Bouncing in the pit with a grin so wide, first pubic hair, marking the stride to manhood, he's taking a ride, celebrating every step, side by side. Pubic hair, first time around, net house ball pit, so much fun. Manhood's here, it's not a dream, first pubic hair, it's a new theme. Got some pride, first pubic hair, it's his badge of honor. Wacky warehouse where he hides from the world outside, feeling stronger. Bouncing in the pit with a grin so wide, first pubic hair, marking the stride to manhood, he's taking a ride, celebrating every step, side by side. Pubic hairs, time around, warehouse folk with so much fun. Manhood's here, it's not a dream, first pubic hair, it's a new theme. He's found his place, his own domain, no more boy, he's a man again. Wacky warehouse, there she plays, pubic hair, he's new every day. Pubic hair, first time around, warehouse vault, it's so much fun. Manhood's here, it's not a dream, first pubic hair, it's a new theme. First time around, warehouse bulk, it's so much fun. Manhood's here, it's not a dream, first pubic crawl, it's a new feel. Pubic hair, first time around, warehouse bulk, it's so much fun. Manhood's here, not a dream, first pubic hair, it's a new feel. Pubic hair, it's a new thing.
I love it.
That's amazing.
I absolutely love it.
That's and beautiful.
I've got an announcement to make that I didn't let anybody know before we started filming this. Since the preparation for this particular recording, there is now 2 pubic hairs.
Yes!
Let me ask you a question. Did you urinate through one of them?
You're not, You're not supposed to do that.
No, that's, yeah, you still got one. What's your favourite moment so far of the series then? Well, you know, of the entire series. Any particular favourite moment?
I'm going to have to say, I think my favourite was when we had our little road trip following the sat-nav and my very short-lived relationship.
Sat-nav 3000, yeah, was very good.
I think that was great fun. And I'd like to say I still haven't fully moved on from the sat-nav. They're still deep within me.
If it makes you feel any better, I've still got a court date because of that.
Added to your list.
I think that was great fun.
The extent of this.
I think a lot of it's been great fun, really. But yeah, that's one of the things that sticks out to me.
Good.
Like the pubic hair stands out to you.
Yeah, that is. I'm spiking it up. I'm checking new hairstyles that I can do.
He's got the 2004 hairstyle.
Jen's coaching me. Jen's coaching me. So.
But don't you actually find it really sort of like amazing that I found out about your pubic hair before you did?
Yes, you did. You did.
And that's why Mike's on a register.
All I can say is you're a heavy sleeper.
Yeah, I was going to say it was interesting to wake up to.
Okay, so on to Joe. So Joe.
Hello. What on earth have you got for me?
I'd write a song,
yes,
which I thought was quite... Sorry for the bad voice, but I'm munching on a pizza.
No, you've got your mouth full.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Not pizza, though, is it?
Oh. So, Joe.
Don't tell Weight Watchers.
I've written a song, and the song is quite apt for your current situation.
Joe's shadow looms like a nightfall, cold and tight. He's running from the law, leaving no trail but fright in the dead of night. He snatches girls from their homes. His hands are dirty, his heart's a crime, it's no comedies. The city's asleep, but he's wide awake, on the prowl. In the shadows he strikes, leaving bodies that howl. Murder's his game, and he plays it well. He's behind a trail of tears, a trail of hell. Every light, every sound makes him flinch and cower. He's hunted, he's scared, but he won't stop for nothing. Joe's the fugitive, his heart's a killer. In the darkness he thrives, he's never gonna quiver. He takes what he wants, leaves pain and despair. Joe's the nightmare, the one who won't care. In the alleys, in the streets, he's always on the move. With each step he leaves a mark, he's never gonna yield. The police close in, but he's always one step ahead. He's a ghost, a phantom, a man made of dread. Every light, every sound makes him flinch and cower. He's haunted, he's scared, but he don't stop for nothing. Cause a fugitive, his heart's a killer. In the darkness he thrives, he's never did a quiver. He takes what he wants, leaves pain and despair. Joe's the nightmare, the one who won't care. Joe's the fugitive, his heart's a killer. In the darkness he burns, he's never gonna quiver. He takes what he wants, leaves pain and despair. Joe's the nightmare, the one who won't care.
That was absolutely. I mean, it was traumatizing. It's probably got me on even more registers than I already am on. Yeah. But that was phenomenal.
Thank you.
That was absolutely.
Well, brilliant. It was meant from the heart. Well, yeah. Mainly from police reports, but still. From the heart, nevertheless.
You are a devoted watcher of Crane.
I'm waiting for the money to go up, and then I'm turning you in, son. That's all. So, yeah, there we are, Joe. What's been your favourite moment of the series so far?
Do you know, I'm mulling over. I mean, from a personal point of view, I think being zapped with electricity awakened... awoken something in me which I didn't awakened. Know. Awakened, even.
Awakened. Something. Is there such a word as awoken?
Awakened? Awakened?
The force awakened.
it brought about something within me which I didn't know existed, which I'm very grateful for because now I go to various clubs.
Yeah.
But I do think...
That's just a hunt, though, isn't it?
That's just a hunt. They're there. Yeah. They're there. It's
why not?
It's on a platter.
It's either that or Emmerdale.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me started about that. Then. Plenty. But I do have to say that I think the game we played, and this is related to our delightful Adrian who sat over there, the game we played where he completely couldn't grasp the concept of Fanta was possibly one of the funniest experiences of my life.
Oh yeah, that was Buster Rhymes.
I remember. Yes.
That was Buster Rhymes.
And I think Adrian not understanding as a foreigner and B a foreigner the concept of what on earth a fizzy orange juice based soft drink.
You know what Fanta
was.
Is now though, yeah?
It's Fanta.
Fanta.
Yeah. I don't think he's
Fanta. Fanta. It's what a child will lisp call Santa.
Fanta. Fanta.
I mean, Luke's still Santa. But I just think that moment was one of the most delightfully hilarious, bizarre moments of the entire series.
Well, look.
One that Tamika had with the baguette.
Oh, what she had baguettes. She had octopus. She thinks there's a flat earth. She doesn't believe they land on the moon.
Well, I've actually got a Tamika song if you want to hear it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Despite
the
fact that
song?
She has disappeared off the face of the earth.
Well, she might have fallen off the edge because it's a flat earth,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, you know, it's a flat earth. We've all
She's currently sat on top of a giant turtle.
So, it's not that one. Let's have a look which one it is.
Yo, my name's Tamika.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there we are.
So we are on a flat earth, and we've got a dome above us, and water below us.
Okay.
Nobody went into space ever.
I couldn't handle it.
Love
I literally couldn't handle it.
You spoke to her for ages.
Okay. Yeah. So, here's Tamika's song.
Oh yeah, funerals, wedding stakes, and even the police parade. She believes the earth's flat, but she's still late. Can't catch a break, even when she's trying hard to save. Missed the chance to hear Mike Kennedy play. Retro too, she loves, but she can't get away. Flat earth it, Tamika, always running behind. Wants to catch up, but time's slipping by. Late, late, always late. Flat after Tamika can't make it right. Weddings, funerals, and dates, she misses them all. But her love for Mike Kennedy, soon she'll never fall. Late, late, always late. Flat after Tamika, she's just too late. Can't change the past, but she'll try to be on time. With a flat earth view, she's got a unique ride. She listens to oldies, her heart's so true. Believes the world's flat, you'll need to review. Still she longs to catch up, to be on time. For the things she misses, like a brand new crime. Tamika's late again, no surprise. But she won't give up, she'll keep trying. Miss the interview, but she's got a plan. To prove her belief, she's got fan. Late, late, always late. Flat after Tamika, she's got a fate. Weddings, funerals, and dates, she'll try to catch. With her love for Mike Kennedy, she'll no get fast. Late, late, always break flat. If they're Tamika, she's got a fate. Weddings, funerals, and dates she'll try to catch. With her love, so Mike Kennedy, she'll make it fast. Late, late, always break flat. If they're Tamika, she's got a fate. Weddings, funerals, and dates she'll try to catch. With her love, so Mike Kennedy, she'll make it fast. Late, late, always late, flat. If the Tamika, she's proud, fake. When he's funerals and dates, she'll try to catch. If her love for my anxiety, send me fast.
I think we're going to have to call you, like, Mike Sheeran with your songwriter.
Mike, oh, no, Mike Sheeran, let's go, mate!
Okay, so that was Tamika's song, but anyway, we've got...
Anyway, she's dead.
The weather's been... Yeah, so God rest her. The weather's been really, really hot at the moment, isn't it? The weather's been really hot.
It is.
Just to celebrate that, I've got you all a gift.
Well, that's okay. Very sweet of
Thank you. Thank
you. Now,
you soppy git.
I've got one for
is
you.
It ice cubes?
I got one for you.
Oh, yes! Oh, my God, yes!
Thank you so much.
Crazy money! Look at it! Look at it! Ah!
Wow. Team Retro.
So,
Mike, you are aware this is activating my ADHD like an absolute beast.
Yeah, but all I'm going to say is don't wash it because it's from Temu. So...
I'm not going to wash it because it's imbued with you.
Temu.
Hey?
Temu.
Temu.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. It's not Temu, you
I'm
Hungarian.
I'm just teaching you.
Oh, God, he's so far, right. Isn't he?
So,
sorry.
So.
This is amazing. Jen,
to end all of this off.
Put it on,
absolutely
Jen.
Absolutely not.
Mike, she's not putting it on.
Come on. It's fine. So, look, just to end all of this off, first of all, I got to say, honestly, jokes aside, as myself, Retro Mike Kennedy, you've all been amazing. You've been first class, and I want to thank you all very much for taking the time out to be able to come on the road with me and do my silly little show. And I'd like also like to thank God. Okay, there we are.
What? This is a game changer. Suddenly he's spiritual. Hello, everyone. Guess what? Mike Kennedy is being spiritual.
Well, listen, you've got to think about it like this. I've called Jen, you know, old, and she's going to die soon.
Which are all true.
Right? I've been a bit homophobic towards Adrian.
Yeah, but he is a gay.
I've been mentioning the fat boys.
But he's obese.
Over here as
yes.
Well, yeah. And then I've been, you know, talking about you and your criminal
activity. And I'm a twat,
yes. But the fact is that when I go up there, I want to win good favour. As Jen's going to see him
what
before any of us.
What have you been smoking,
excuse me,
Kennedy.
They are going to send you down.
Well, no. If Jen...
Wait, no, I won't be going up there, Mike. Yeah. I've got an appointment down there.
Have you appointment
also,
down? You... Up here. Is that for your medical condition? Look, you can go to these clinics, Jen. They're sorted
just,
out. It's not a problem.
I just like the heat.
Yeah. Also, you think what I've been doing is bad? You wait until you see what they've been doing up there.
I bet, yeah. Well,
buffs.
Fortunately, I don't care what any of you say, all right? I'm just fortunate that I'm Catholic. Anyway, right. So, no
good
problem,
Lord.
Sir.
Pope Leo, hello. If you're listening, which you're not, just mark it here. Retro Mike Kennedy considers himself a follower.
Why would Leo be listening? He's a lion.
Yeah, but he speaks English,
and
which
Mike,
is different to the rest.
Before we're going to go, may I ask a question as well?
You can ask a question.
What was your favourite moment, please? Share it.
Oh, Adrian, you absolute sexy beast!
Okay, my favourite moment. Well, I liked SatNav 3000.
It was
my favourite game of the entire series. Was SatNav.
Is that because you curated the entire thing? We had no input whatsoever, and it was entirely your creativity that made it work.
Isn't that the last 14 episodes? Really, when you're at.
Oh, wow. Oh, shots fired from
we're
Wales.
Just bodies to fill
the
seats.
I think certainly moments where Adrian doesn't understand a bloody word of what we're saying or what we're doing, all the instructions to the game, which is quite apparent in the last episode when you were saying about what's the longest months, this month, and this month. January. No, it's not an option.
Yeah, what are the most countries? Oh, you mean the biggest? No.
I don't know. It's been lots. I've liked the evolution of sausage. sausages, because that's evolved from the radio show. So I've liked.
Would you say it's the growth of sausage?
I would say.
Would you say it's the widening, the lengthening, the
girthier,
the juicier?
I've enjoyed the expanding of our team and how we've more relaxed we've become. And how much
just shut up.
I mean, it has taken her about 14 episodes to relax.
Yeah. It's taken three bottles of Prosecco to relax.
Yes, and now how we don't need Retro Mike Kennedy because we've got.
Is this a mutiny on the Bounty right now with Mike Kennedy? What?
I think you'll find that my microphone's bitch. So listen, honestly though, on a different note, I have written a song, and it's not a song of it's not a silly song or anything like that. It's just a song to say thank you to all you all. Okay, so listen to the lyrics, listen to the words.
Are we going to get emotional?
Well, I don't know, because I've taken a little bit of influence.
So. Adrian hopes so.
I've taken a.
Are we going to dance?
No.
No.
Just,
I was shut down immediately. Yeah. Just like, yeah. No, obviously yeah. Not.
Just know your role. So this is called Retro End. I've called it Retro End because it is the end of the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. For a short while. We're taking a little bit of a holiday. We will be back towards the end of the year. So
some of us can afford holidays, can't we, Mike?
Yeah, we can.
Some of us can't afford anything, can we?
Well, you know, get a proper job. Right, so...
I'll make sure I get someone who employs me in one.
So here comes the song. Hopefully you enjoy it. And for myself, Retro Mike Kennedy.
Much love, you beautiful weirdos.
Here we go.
I can honestly say it's been so much fun, but the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is done. Season one complete, there's nothing to do until I come back for season two. Jenny is back in the home tonight, the pads in place and fit just right. Joe's been having a lot of fun, but now he's back on the run. I can honestly say it's been so much fun, but the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is done. Season one complete, there's nothing to do until we come back for season two. Tamika's great, but don't you forget, she still doesn't know what is a baguette. Adrian's happy and really sorted, he's just pleased he's not been deported. Luke definitely a man and not a boy, so leave him alone to play with his toys. I can honestly say it's been so much fun, but the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is done. Season one complete, there's nothing to do until we come back for season two. The games were fun, sometime hard. So many memories with the fun we had. Sausages, oh, Matron and it's shocking too. Diamond Geezer and Kazuki too. I can honestly say it's been so much fun, but the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is done. Season one complete, there's nothing to do until we come back for season two. Hosted by Retro Mike, the star of the show, a radio legend that you all must know. He's the host with the most, with the loyal crew. Imagine what he will do in season two. I can honestly say it's been so much fun, but the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is done. Season one complete, there's nothing to do until we come back with season two. I can honestly say it's been so much fun, but the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is done. Season one repeat, there's nothing to tell until we come back with season two. So it's been such fun, but it's over now. It's been amazing and sometimes wow. So thank you all who took part in this. Season two is coming, which you won't want to miss.
Beautiful.
You soppy bastard.
So there we are, season one over and done with. We'll see you all back very, very soon in season two. So for myself, Retro Mike Kennedy, from Adrian, from Luke, from Jenny, and from some other bastard.
If I am not locked up for crimes I haven't apparently committed.
If Luke's still allowed out, Adrian hasn't been deported, Joe hasn't been arrested, and Jen's not dead, we will see you all in season two of the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. Thank you very much and good night.
I wish you all the best. God bless and good night. Now bugger off.